Okay, let's begin. Today, please open your eyes first and look at me. I'm showing you one of the ways to soothe your mind. So any kind of a finger is fine. You touch your third eye area and gently massage this spot. And then, next, inside of your wrist, right side and left side, you can find some kind of small depression here. And again, gently massage the spot. Right side, left side, and then the center line. Maybe 1 inch or 1.5 inches away, you can find another spot here. Tiny depression. It's called Buddha's triangle. So you push here and here and here. And if you like, you can try another side. So four spot, this is a Buddha's triangle. And the third eye. If you can't sleep, you can push this point and you really calm down and getting to be a really peaceful and sleeping mind. Okay? So you do so a little bit and gently. Slowly close your eyes and come back to a meditative state. Maybe you can feel some difference now. Maybe not. So awareness is practice. So if you practice, one such things and practice meditation, and you can be aware of the state of mind and the sensation and so on very well, deeper and deeper, and better and better. If you can feel some difference, please enjoy the difference and the sensation. And slowly bring your consciousness onto your third eye again. And softly, gently breathe there. Inhale through your third eye and exhale through your third eye. You can breathe here and at the same time, remember the sensation of the Buddha's triangle. Now inhale through your third eye, and the breath is coming down to your first chakra. And exhale to the crown chakra. Can you do that? You breathe in through a third eye, and the air prana comes down straightly to first chakra, and come out with a curve, and reaches the top of your head, and come down to third chakra, and come down to first chakra, and come out with curve, beautiful curve to top chakra, and come down to third eye. And come down to the second chakra this time. And exhale. The breath is coming up to the top of your head. And come down to third eye. And come down to second chakra. And again, come up to the top. Down to the third eye. And this time, coming down to third chakra. Solar plexus area. And go up to the top. Through third eye and come down to third chakra. Come up to the top. Then come down to the fourth chakra, the heart. Heart to third eye. Third eye to heart chakra. So you breathe with third eye and heart chakra, and you see energy is circulate between these beautiful energy center. Always breathe in with third eye and come down to heart chakra, and breathe out from heart chakra, and breathe in through third eye. So try to continue for 2 minutes and observe the sensation. We can say, this is the reason we are on the earth. We breathe in the spiritual function, receive it, and translate into our human intelligence, and then using our heart, we express love, share, extend our love and spiritual wisdom and oneness and absolute peace, perfection, eternity. So please breathe in fully the God's wisdom and love and perfection and harmony, everything is coming in. And
you extend, expand through your heart chakras with your love. Then now come back to normal breathing and relax. Okay, now today let's have a quiet thought, quiet thinking time. Seems like summer is over, and obviously the spring of this year was over, so we already spent several months of this year. Did you think what kind of season you are having this year? What kind of season of life you are having this year? What is the theme of this year for you? Some of you might say to take care of physical health. Okay, if so, you are taking care of physical health and you are learning how to manage your physical health well in order to what? In order to aware what? I told you everything is for awareness. So if you are taking care of your body, you definitely want to be aware of something new, something deep through that. If you say that you are taking care of your financial stability, if so, in order to what? So take a time, think of last several months. What did you do? What you were focusing on? And for what? Some of you say, I'm moving on from the old relationship or a new career, new place to live, or develop certain kind of ability. Or some seems like a huge issue came to you this year, and through dealing with that issue, you are finding something. So So just simply look back your several months and focusing on what you were thinking, what you were desiring, what you were, where you were heading for. Don't think about the fixing. You fix some pain, you fix some disease, you fix some financial issue, you fix some relationship issue. No, after that, what you wanted to find? What do you want to be aware of? And what is done and what is still here? Okay, I did this and that. I cleared this and that. And they are done. So, but I'm having something still now. I need to deal with it. What is it? And what do you want to do with it in the rest of 4 months of this year? What do you want to be aware of? Again, I'm telling you why we are here is to breathe in the spiritual prana and breathe out love to this world. So, through our function, what do you like to experience? What do you want to know? What do you want to touch? What do you want to share? What do you want to notice? What do you want to aware of? You can think of it one by one, like I want something to happen. in next 4 months. I want this to happen. I want that to happen. Or I'm afraid something happen. I wish or I'm afraid. You can look around your mind and you can pick up your thought. There are so many thoughts, several thoughts, a few thoughts, but our purpose is one and big and probably feels so far because actually we don't know what we will be aware of after that. We don't know what kind of a greatness we will experience after that. We don't know what kind of joyful and beautiful new stage is coming after that. So let's admit that we don't know what anything is for. We have so many wishes, so many afraids, but we don't know what anything is for. But we know we are going to just one direction and everything is for that purpose. So now you start your own prayer for the rest of you, like this year. So please help me to reach my purpose through this and that. And hopefully, all the process may be joyful. I don't want to go the hard path. Instead, I like to walk the joyful path with lovely friends, with Holy Spirit. So please realize the important thing in this prayer is about process. You know, purpose is clear and we know our function as a son of God, but our true desire is walking on the joyful path. We don't want to experience crucifixion. We don't want to walk on the hard road with suffer. So please help me to walk on the joyful path with lovely people and a deep breath And I like to keep quiet, peaceful mind, not to overlook the joy and the beauty and the wisdom. Again, I don't know what anything is for, but I know I like to walk on the joyful path and safe path, and I know the ultimate purpose. This is from A Course in Miracles workbook lesson number 25. Once more, say your prayer. I wish I deal with this joyfully, peacefully, and after that, I'd like to experience something good, much more than before. I'd like to see new me. So keep your prayer and put your head down slowly and come out of meditation.